From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hello, it's the week of 24th of August, technically almost the end of winter and heading into the warm season. I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club, and welcome to QNews. And starting this week with the big ride. Did the earth move for you last weekend? Talk of earthquakes was bubbling on our 2 metre net last Sunday, and we've reacted. Put 8th of September at 1900 Eastern Time in your diary right now. Our monthly member meeting will feature an update by club member and geophysicist Dion VK4DKW. Dion is quite possibly the leading seismologist in Queensland today, and it would be harder to get a better view on what happened and what might happen than from him. So more next week, but again, put the date in your diary, Monday the 8th of September at 1900, and come along either in person or by Zoom. Our website has the full details of the meeting in the scroller on the homepage. It's hard to miss. Ahead of the member meeting and coming up in a bit over a week is the club's annual general meeting. This is where we get to elect people, set membership fees, look at club activities for both the last and coming years. And again, there's a story on the homepage and you can get to all the documents for the meeting from there. Advance nominations for positions have closed and any unfilled positions will be handled at the AGM. We're still looking for comments and thoughts about proposed changes to the club rules, and you can send comments to secretary@ddrci.org.au. If you have questions or you'd like to have a chat, that's okay too. Send an email if you can't find my phone number. In a massively good outcome last weekend, the club learned lots in our first outing at Bunnings for Yonks, and we did a bit better than expected. We also discovered some interesting things about point of sale services. For other clubs contemplating a sizzle, there's no way to benchmark one of these things, and you have to be able to handle 4 to 6 transactions a minute at peak. That's faster than many digital TVs can change channels. Lots of learnings there, and again, drop a line if you'd like to know. We're in the process of ramping up training. We have 6 people in the pipeline right now, and we're hoping to get up to 100 scouts through to foundation level ahead of JOTA in October. If you'd like to be on board and get a license, whether you're a scout or not, drop a line to education@ddrci.org.au. That's education@ddrci.org.au. And finally, the reminder that if you haven't renewed your membership since April, then it expired in June and it's due now. Go to the website and click the big Join Our Club button. Everything is on the website at ddrci.org.au, and we love getting emails. 73 from John, VK4JPM, on behalf of the Darling Downs Radio Club.
This is Kevin, VK4UH, President of the Brisbane VHF Group, and is the convener of the QTech 25 Technical Conference being held in Brisbane in November this year. Now, QTech 2025 will be a 2-day conference meeting and will be run over the weekend of Saturday the 1st and Sunday the 2nd of November. The conference will be held at Chermside, which is one of Brisbane's northern suburbs, at the Kedron Wavell RSL complex. Now, this is an outstanding venue with excellent conference facilities, with plentiful parking, easy travel, and a range of nearby accommodation options for those who are attending. The conference venue is also within a short strolling distance of the massive Chermside shopping precinct, one of Brisbane's largest retail centres, potentially of interest to our plus ones, of course. The theme of this year's conference is Attention and Retention. The future of amateur radio is in your hands. Across the 2 days of the conference, we have assembled a wide-ranging programme of inspiring presentations and speakers covering many aspects of the hobby. Everything from attracting and supporting new amateurs, tapping into the enthusiasm of younger people, the expanding world of amateur radio activities in the great outdoors, right through to complex constructional projects, including long-distance communications using light, deep space reception, and even achieving moon bounce or EME contacts at 10 gigahertz. Included in the programme will be an open forum panel discussion entitled It's the Future of Amateur Radio, where we will pose the question to our panel, how do we attract new members to our community? and this will be an opportunity for everybody to express their opinions and put their points of view. The conference will also include a number of static displays and demonstrations of AR-related equipment that's under development for the hobby. There's going to be something there for everybody. As part of the event, we're also collaborating with NASA and ARIS, that's the Amateur Radio Aboard the International Space Station project, and with students from the Kedron State High School here in Brisbane to establish a live telebridge link-up with the astronauts in orbit aboard the International Space Station. This will give the students the opportunity to talk directly to the astronauts and to question them about their work or about any other aspect of life in space. Now, the conference itself will be a fully catered event and places are limited, so prior registration is essential, and the online booking portal is now open for those registrations. Details about the conference and the online registration are available in the text version of this news, also on the Brisbane VHF Group website and shortly on the main WIA website opening page. Information has also been posted in recent editions of the AR magazine, has been circulated by email to club secretaries around VK. Alternatively, you could just Google www.brisbanevhfgroup.com and follow the Get Tickets link via the Humanitics application. So there we have it, an open invitation to everybody, wherever your interests in AR may lie, to join us for the inaugural QTech 25 conference being held in Brisbane on the first weekend in November this year. And we hope to see you all there. This has been Kevin, VK4UH, for the Brisbane VHF Group.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. We use them every day, and they are tools for communication and sharing ideas, and we call them words. One of the big things about words are that they can convey meanings and promote actions both good and less than good. We like to think that we are progressive in our approach to amateur radio and its growth in the community. So let's look at a word. Incentive. Here is a word with ideas that suggests the possibility of growth, of achieving something positive. And then we must ask, what do you think is a good incentive? Something that works for you. With all the activities that make up amateur radio, most of us have personal choices that fit our level of knowledge and lifestyle. It may be a choice of operating modes, a certain award to gain, or decorate the wall, or it might be just a somewhat irregular operation when the mood and time allow. There is no right or wrong in the choices we can make within the terms of our license. But somewhere there are the things that give us the enthusiasm to get amongst the action and turn on the big switch and enjoy these special activities. For the many amateurs who enjoy the social interaction of club life, there can be an opportunity to apply incentives in maintaining the friendliness and cooperation as a well-functioning club displays. Once again, it is the case that local conditions such as location and member interests will guide the choice of activities. Many a club has a basic coffee bar that lets people relax together with a nice beverage. It doesn't have to be fancy, and I know that the drink tastes just as good when perched on an upturned milk crate as it does in a sleek restaurant. Some freshly cooked food can provide satisfaction, whether from a bush barbecue or a commercial kitchen. These are just the facts of where we are at the time, and it is the company and atmosphere that gives the comfort. What I'm driving at is that when we have something that we look forward to, that motivates us. It is an incentive to join that activity regularly. On another topic, it amuses me that some of the giants of the internet and social media display such blatant irrationality in the standards that they impose on users of their platforms. The YouTube creators are looking over their shoulders in case something that they use in front of the camera or get on the soundtrack breaches someone else's copyright. You compare this with the artificial intelligence developers who seem to want to scour the world for all material to train their algorithms. You look to social media and see that people get penalised for sharing material that others have posted, but the fraudulent and unidentified material remains to scam the unwary. It used to be that we gave the warning, let the buyer beware. Now it seems it is, let us all be aware. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.